Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Well, the Golden Slipper may be the feature at Rose Hill tomorrow, but the most anticipated race will be seeing the Mighty Mare Winx back in action. She takes on the Grey Flash Chautauqua. It's always great to have a chat to her trainer, Chris Waller. Good morning, Chris. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Michael. Not the best of weather up here in Sydney, but no. It looks safe enough. Got a pleasant surprise this morning. The sand's always a good guide here at Rose Hill. There was no surface water at all, but we did get rain through in the morning, and there's now quite a few puddles around. But as I stand here, it's not raining at the moment.
Well, that is good. Fingers crossed we don't get too much rain tomorrow. Doesn't seem to worry the Wonder Mare, though. She can go through anything. How has she gone on since that last win?
Yeah, very good. I was in two minds at the start of the week whether I should be running over 1,500, but pleased they made the decision to stick to the 1,500-metre plan because it'll be a pretty tough test on a very wet track. So she's well. Her work's been faultless. 3 weeks between runs after a tough run on a heavy track last start looks to be ideal.
And it does add another layer of intrigue that she gets to take on Chautauqua for the first time as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's a shame it's going to be on a heavy track. Because you just don't get that same speed and that same wow factor on wet tracks. It's as simple as that. All wet tracks are different. I guess both horses handle that. It starts there, Remain and Howl Racking, and I'm not sure about Toes and Stardom, and obviously a few others there as well. But it'll be a good contest, but it's a shame it's not on a better track.
Well, we can't wait to see her. Hopefully she'll notch her 10th Group 1 victory. Outside of her for the race, looking ahead, McCreary was great first up. Is he your number one for the Doncaster?
He's certainly right up there, yeah. He drops to 52 kilos in the Doncaster, and he's 59 tomorrow, and giving 2 kilos away to horses like Winx. So he won't know himself in 2 weeks' time, but he'll certainly know he's had a race tomorrow.
There's no doubt about that. The Rose Hill Guineas looks an intriguing race, once again on a heavy track where a lot of these runners have come through the Randwick Guineas, including Coming Through, who was a very good effort there. Up to the 2,000, how's he going?
He's going well, and he's had the perfect preparation, obviously, for a Randwick Guineas last start, and then the natural progression is to 2,000 metres on Saturday. So he got through the track okay, and the extra distance shouldn't be a problem, and yeah, it just comes down to what handles it best, unfortunately.
Do you think he can turn the tables on Inference?
He did win very well last start, so that's not going to be easy. It all depends how much our horse improves over the 2,000, his brother, Criterion, did win the race, and I think he went on to win a Derby, from memory. So you would expect staying ability to be there. So hopefully we've got that up our sleeve.
Your stablemate's an interesting runner, Sizzling Bullet, beautifully bred out of Hollow Bullet, who won an Oaks. Is he a rough chance?
Rough chance. Again, handles the wet. He's coming out of different form lines. He's been racing against the older horses and weak horses. Had a trial on Monday just to help bridge the gap and get those fitness levels up a little bit higher, and he's going really well.
In the Randvet, you've got Antonio Giuseppe going around again with Preferment. Preferment going to run despite the wet track?
Very unlikely, Michael. Very unlikely. Yeah, he won't do his best on a wet track. So I'd probably scratch him now, but I think with the rules, if you scratch and the meeting happened to get postponed, you're not always eligible for being put back in the field. So hence the reason why he's still there, and obviously hoping a miracle that the wind did turn, but very unlikely to race.
What are your thoughts on Antonio Giuseppe? Was another good run last start, although Tavago was too strong. How's he come through that run?
he's come through it well. I just think he wasn't fit enough. In particular, the way the race was run. It was run at a breakneck tempo. And our horse was second up 2,000 after one 1,500-metre run. So I think he was calling for the oxygen mask 200 metres from home. And, yeah, for that reason, we think he might struggle in the BMW under the same circumstances with the Squirty Spirit and others there that might roll forward and make it a genuine 2,400. And I just think he might be one run short if that was the case. So for that reason, we've changed our minds and going for the round on Saturday, where he will be fifth. And as you asked, he's come through the race well, and heavy track shouldn't be a problem. So he's back into calculations, but not in the race we thought he'd be running in as a Group 1 contender.
So he now goes Randford, and then what's the plan towards the Sydney Cup?
Well, it sort of brings into the calculations the Doncaster.
Mm.
Or if he wasn't quite as sharp as we hope tomorrow, maybe the Chairman's in 2 weeks' time, which still keeps the Sydney Cup on the table. So we're just in two minds, as you can see.
So the Sydney Cup's not certain at this stage, and if you decided to go the Doncaster route?
He'd have to run in the Chairman's to go to the Sydney Cup. I'm not worried about the 7-day turnaround there. It's 2 weeks. The Chairman's is 2 weeks after this Saturday. So that's still highly likely. Doncaster, probably not quite as likely.
Okay. Outside of the features, you've got Kinnamar and Ellie Lugie. She's a swimmer in the last as well. Who do you think's your best?
It's a tough day. Winx is the best. outside of the hour. And what's a very competitive race, of course. It's just whatever handles the tracks. Michael Kinnam is going to improve. And as you said, Al Lugie's winner last start at Randwick on any weekend. So, it's not perfect, but we'll make do with what we've got. And let's hope that race and get home safely.
Well, you're going to get perfect conditions at Flemington. Hursley, gee, it was a bad watch last start. Can he bounce back, even though up to 61?
Look, he's racing very well, and he gets the outside draw tomorrow. That's the only negative. We've gone with Bradley Willer because all the better claimers had been taken. He just needs a bit of luck, and he's going to be hard to beat.
Okay, and Overstep didn't have much luck first up either.
No, she didn't. She's running up the straight tomorrow over 1,100, which should suit, and hopefully, as you say, get a bit of luck on her side.
Chris, we can't wait to see Winx back in action tomorrow. Good luck at Rose Hill.
Thanks very much.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.